Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is staycation setup time. Let's say good morning to Julian.
Morning, Julian.
Hello.
Good morning.
So, Julian, we heard you have a situation you need our help with.
Yeah, well, I'm a little concerned about my wife, Stephanie. Basically, it's 12 years of marriage. We're having our third child, and Stephanie was diagnosed with depression, so we started seeing a therapist weekly. I mean, and that one day a week turned into 2 days a week, and then it's 3 days a week, and now this whole time, you know, I've been supportive of her. I've been supportive of everything she wants to do.
Okay.
So, after our third child, you know, we basically don't have sex. It's quiet in the house. There's tension every day. It just doesn't feel right.
Mm-hmm.
One day, I was in the bathroom, and I looked, and I saw a pregnancy test right there in the trash bin. But oh. Sure enough, it was positive.
What?
It makes no sense. We haven't had sex in months. Probably December was the last time we were together.
Wow. So you know that pregnancy test is not for you?
Obviously not.
Okay, and real quick question, because I know that you said you have three kids, and I'm just asking this just to eliminate all possible scenarios here. Do any of your children, like, are they old enough that it could maybe be one of their pregnancy tests?
No.
How old's the oldest? I mean, I appreciate the positivity, Anish, the hope.
Well, we have our two sons, and our third child is a daughter, so, you know, this is not going to...
Has your wife ever cheated on you before?
No.
Never?
No.
Okay. Right. Do you suspect somebody? Is the gardener hanging around and you don't have a lawn?
Oh, my God.
I mean, I can't think of anybody. She only hangs out with her girlfriends. Matter of fact, she doesn't even really have friends. That's what's kind of weird. The only person she sees she works at Bank of America.
Looks like someone really else is making a deposit. Hello.
Okay.
I don't really get to see any of her, like, you know, work friends or anything like that. But
here's what I always wonder about when we do staycation setups. You're obviously calling us, and we appreciate you, and we're going to help you. We're going to call her up. Why haven't you confronted your wife?
I don't know. I have a little bit of a problem with...
You scared of her?
No, I'm not scared of her.
Confrontation?
I have a problem with conflict. And it just seems like I want to just... That's why this is really hard for me to do.
This is your wife, though. You should be comfortable with asking her, like, hey,
I'm wondering why has it been so long? You guys haven't, like, is the love gone, or is...
You know, to be honest, it just feels like two strangers in the house together.
Like roommates.
It feels like roommates, except one is yelling at me. And, you know, I'm always wrong. Everything I do is wrong.
That sucks. Well, let me ask you this, Julian. If she is, man... I mean, this is worst case scenario when you're cheating on your spouse that they're pregnant from someone. Is it over or?
Is it over? What do you think?
Right. No, I mean, if for me it would be, but I didn't know.
Yeah.
If you would be trying to work this out or not, it would be over. Okay. I just want to find out.
Yeah. And again, that's worst case scenario.
Right.
I mean, we don't know. We don't even know if that's her pregnancy test. We don't know anything.
True.
We just have to find out. I appreciate you saying that she works at Bank of America because that can kind of be my lead in when we offer her the staycation setup. Are you familiar with how we do the staycation setup, by the way, Julian?
Not really, no.
Okay. Well, what we end up doing is after the break, we're going to get your wife's information, and then we're going to call her up, offer her a free romantic weekend stay at the Aurora Hotel, and then we're going to give her the option to pick anybody that she would like to join her on this weekend stay. And then that's usually the opportunity for, in this case, your wife to pick you. But, you know, just to keep your eyes open and your ears open to any possibilities, if she picks somebody else, then, you know, then we'll...
Can I sell the tickets if she does pick me?
Well, this is not... There's no hotel, so...
It's not... This sorry. Is all just
Are you really
up
trying
here.
To scam us now?
I know, right? All right, so we're going to call... What's your wife's name again?
Stephanie.
Stephanie. We're going to call Stephanie up next and get to the bottom of this, okay?
Okay.
All right, Julian, hold on right there. We need her number. It's a staycation setup with your morning mess up next.
Hello?
Hello, is Stephanie available?
Yeah, this is Stephanie. Who's this?
Oh, hi, Stephanie. This is Jonathan calling from the Aurora Hotel. Appreciate you taking the call because I've got some really good news. Your employer, Bank of America, has offered you a grand prize here due to your performance at work. And it's a free romantic weekend stay at the Aurora Hotel. We also add in our penthouse suite with the honeymoon package. And I was calling in to see if you'd like to claim your prize right now.
I'm kind of confused.
Okay, I can understand that. It's a romantic weekend stay in our penthouse suite, and we couple that with our honeymoon package. And for us to get started with the reservation, I do have your info here. Now, for this romantic weekend stay, you have the option to bring a guest with you. And if you'd like to do that, I just need to get their information down. So is there anybody you'd like to bring with you?
Well, yeah.
Okay, great.
His name is Franklin Cohen.
Your f***ing therapist? Really?
Oh,
really,
snap.
Stephanie? Really?
Oh my,
what kind?
What's
really?
Stephanie, we got to let you know you're live on the radio right now. That obviously is your very angry husband. And
oh, my God.
That's what we're
saying. Yeah, what kind of therapy is he giving you, huh, Stephanie?
How much does
after
that cost?
Three kids.
Okay.
12 years of marriage and all the bull I put up regarding your family and your condition, and you have the audacity to step out on me?
Put up with. I never even should have married you. I just got pushed into it because I got pregnant.
Excuse? No, I'm sorry. What? Excuse me? What?
I'll put up with
say that again. F-ing say it again.
Damn, he looked like he pump faking her.
Hello?
Stephanie?
Okay, it's obviously not working out with us. You know, what was I supposed to do? I feel trapped. I don't do anything for myself anymore.
Well, why don't you just get the divorce? Why not get out of the marriage?
Well, it just kind of happened. I mean, God, this is private. I went to therapy, and it's none of anybody's business.
Oh, yeah, well, it's public now.
Yeah, you're live on the radio.
You know what? Fine. Ever since we had our daughter, I've been thinking, what am I doing? Like, what am I doing with my life? I don't do anything for myself anymore. I don't even know what I'm doing in this marriage, so fine. I finally got together with somebody who cares about me, and I have feelings for him, and why couldn't we have just talked about this one-on-one? Why did you have to bring 100,000 people into it?
No, I don't believe that. I don't believe it one bit.
What don't you believe, that she's banging her therapist, or?
No, I don't believe those false paper emotions that you're showing right now. You're full of shit. This is coming from the same woman. I walk into the room, and you're completely cold. Nothing is, there's no problem.
Get her a blanket.
You've literally been lying to my face.
So you finally are hearing my emotions, okay? And it's none of your f***ing business if I'm pregnant or not.
So you are pregnant.
You.
You too. I don't even know what I'm doing with you anymore.
Steph, he hung up. So you are pregnant then?
It's nobody's business.
I'm sorry. You don't seem very sympathetic. Regardless if you spent the last 12 years hating your life, you still spent these last 12 years with somebody.
You're pregnant from your therapist. How do you not understand why your husband's so mad?
Look, I don't have to talk about this with you guys. I don't have to talk about this on the radio.
You're the one that's holding on talking to us back. You don't have to, but I'm just saying, like, it's adultery. How do you explain this to your kids?
I'll explain it to them, but I don't have to explain it to you. Goodbye.
Hello? Oh. She hung up too. I don't understand why.
What just happened?
I don't understand why she's mad. She just pretty much admitted she's pregnant from a therapist.
God, and there's... I could understand that. She's talking about how she felt like she was trapped in a marriage. I could see that point.
Understand what?
But you can't be trapped and have like three kids and stuff and all that. She was living for somebody else, yes, but that was her choice.
Yeah, get the separation at the very least. That way...
On the first kid. Jeez.
Man, what the hell? Okay, then.
I don't know. I would have offered counseling, but I think that's what...
She would have slept with a counselor.
Okay.
She's already got that covered. Well, I mean, him. We need to call him back. We need to help him out at least.